Welcome to your daily devotional for January 9th, One in Us. John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfect, made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Some have taken these verses alone to justify ecumenism, which seeks the unity of all stripes of professing Christians. These folks do not understand that the unity which is enjoined by the Lord is limited to those who hold to the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. In the same prayer quoted a moment ago, Jesus also prayed, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." The same Paul who penned the words in Ephesians also called God-fearing Bible believers to practice biblical separation in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. Arguing, "And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." Unity for the sake of unity without substance, as is being proclaimed from pulpits, religious and political, is not going to be attained until Jesus Christ comes back and governs the earth. For he himself has said, "Do you suppose that I come to bring peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division." But others have moved too far to the other extreme, factioning themselves off from like-minded brethren. Can we not strive for the bond of peace even amongst our own congregation in which God has placed us and in our own households, but without compromise, yet compassionately, and with God's truth?